Sophia auf Flux FM und ihr schönes Stückchen Do You Ever. Heute Abend spielt die Band um Sophia Exner herum im schönen Privatclub und dort wird nochmal die neue LP The Ocean of Everything präsentiert. Ein paar Songs von der Platte sind in der Tat hier in Berlin komponiert worden. Auch die Soundphilosophie von Fia ist eigentlich in Berlin zuerst gedacht worden. Wir quatschen über ihre Berlin-Phase, wir sprechen über die Kalimba, das Daumenklavier, das den ganz besonderen Sound von Fia ausmacht. Wir sprechen über die Kunst der Improvisation und noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich aber nochmal Hello and welcome, Sophia, Josh and Alex. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having us.
It's good to have you.
It's great to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. It's the second time that we meet each other. The last time we've met, you were just about to leave Berlin after a time of four years that you spent here.
That's right.
Now you're back in Melbourne, right?
Yeah.
And so how's that for you? Have you missed us?
Yes, immensely. But Melbourne is also great.
I can imagine that. Melbourne shouldn't be too bad. So you're coming from Australia directly right now, or have you been to Europe before already?
So we've been actually about a month, I guess. We had a couple of weeks in Berlin, mm-hmm. and then Josh and I did a duo tour of the UK.
Okay,
and
wow.
And now we're on this will be our fourth show of the German tour tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're a well-oiled machine
now. Yeah. Yeah, totally flawless. Yeah.
That sounds nice. Congratulations on your album, The Ocean of Everything.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You started working on the first songs when you still lived in Berlin, but
yes.
you finished the whole thing back in Australia.
Yeah, I think that we did. We actually got it mixed in the United States,
yes.
but we were in Melbourne when it was being mixed.
Yeah.
So it was all very international.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's nice, right? Just send the files over the ocean.
Exactly.
And wait for Ellie Cruz to phone you back via Skype.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
So you didn't spend time with him when he was mixing the record. You just
discussed
the sounds with him over Skype.
I know. It was amazing how great that was. Mm. I mean, he just really seemed to understand us.
Yeah.
And then a few emails and when I got the first mix back, I was so nervous because just the whole thing was so new and I was very emotional when I heard it. It was great.
Cool.
It was really great.
Yeah, I mean, your LP does feature that special kalimba sound.
Yep.
And I think it's not too common to work with these frequencies as an engineer or as a producer, right?
Yeah,
so,
totally.
So there has to be a special talent to incorporate that sound into the band.
Yes, and he did it so well.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
The kalimba, we've talked about it already, the instrument that you use a lot. It has restrictions to it, right? You can't play every
Lots
melody
of
on it.
Yeah, it's just a G major scale.
Yeah,
actually.
G major scale.
Yeah.
You only have two thumbs, right?
Is also a restriction.
I bet that you sometimes wished for a third thumb in the studio.
Yeah. No, I mean, the funny thing is that I actually find myself being more creative when I have limitations.
Yeah.
I used to play the piano, I've got 10 fingers and 88 keys, and I found when I moved to the kalimba, I was just a lot more creative.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. How important can restrictions be or limitations for the creative process?
I mean, I think that I know some people, you know, love like just working at the computer, electronic production. You've got everything at your fingertips. But for me, that feels really like oppressive because if you can do anything, how do you choose what you want to do?
Yeah.
So I really like with the kalimba, it's like, like just the box is so small, but then weirdly I feel like I come up with so many more ideas.
Yeah. And there's a certain warmth to the sound.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
And it's just so perfect for looping because it's percussive and also resonant.
Yeah.
So
that's
the ideal
true.
Instrument. Yeah.
That's a nice way of saying it, Sophia.
Thank you.
We have our own kalimba here, but it's totally out of tune. It's really bad.
Yeah, that's not so nice.
Can you tune
nice.
That for us maybe later on?
Yeah, maybe later.
I mean, that would be really cool.
I probably could, you know. I'll give it a go, yeah.
We always have jobs for the musicians who visit us. Like, look at the windows. They should be cleaned again.
I've got an hourly rate, though, so.
No, it's really, it's a lovely instrument, the kalimba. And the other important part of your creative process is, as you just mentioned, the loop pedal, right?
Yes.
So you combine those two worlds.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you have that super unique sound. I don't know any other band with the sound of Sophia, really. It's a unique sound. You listen to like 20 seconds of a song, you'd be like, that's Fia from Australia.
Yes, that's great.
I recognize her.
Excellent.
She has that signature sound.
Yeah,
really? I mean, come on. But the sound philosophy that you're using, has that been invented during your time in Berlin? Did you find out about the kalimba in Berlin, or was it before?
I found out about the kalimba about 6 months before I left, mm-hmm. and then moving to Berlin with like just one suitcase really cemented that I was like, I'm just bringing the kalimba and my lute pedal. And then I started playing solo shows in Berlin.
Yeah.
I used to, when I was in Melbourne, I'd do like three songs on the kalimba and then all the rest on the keyboard. And getting to Berlin, I could only do the kalimba. And it was just fantastic.
See, restrictions again, limitations.
That's it, yeah.
Travel the world, but do only take one instrument with you. And then you'll come up with a signature sound. Yeah, career, worldwide career.
I should write a book on that.
Yeah. How to write a hit in 15 seconds with a kalimba.
Yeah.
Thumbs up for the kalimba.
Yeah.
I'll meet you at the kalimbar. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's listen to another song before this gets really weird. Wir nochmal mit Open Closed. Wir hören dann gleich noch eine Live-Performance von ihr und der Band. Und wir verlosen auch noch Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Privatclub. Fia hier nochmal aus der Konserve mit Open Closed. Sag ich doch, Signature Sound. Fia mit Open Closed auf Flux FM. Sophia Exner und ihre Bandmitglieder, sie sind immer noch bei mir im Studio und sie werden uns gleich eine Live-Performance präsentieren. Vorher habe ich aber noch zwei, drei Fragen. Und ich weise an dieser Stelle auch schon mal darauf hin, dass wir am Anschluss ans Gespräch noch Tickets verlosen für die Show heute Abend im Privatclub. I just found out today that you studied improvisation.
Yes.
At the Victoria College of the Arts.
Yes, I did.
And how important is improvising for you when you're writing a song? Do they always start with an improvised part?
That's an interesting question. Actually, no, because the songs start always with the lyrics for me. But I think that studying improvisation, what you're actually studying is analyzing music. Mm. You're analyzing the building blocks like chords, melody, rhythm. And so I think it really informs everything that I do, even if it's not literally that I'm playing jazz, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it seemed a bit disturbing to me that there's a possibility to study improvisation, because
it sounds like that wouldn't be like right. But it's actually really good because, you're really studying how to analyze, because that's what improvising, you don't want to think about it when you're doing it.
Yeah.
But when you're not improvising, you want to be like really understanding how music is put together. So
when you arrive at the moment where you want to improvise, you have all the stuff that you need in the back of your head.
Just there,
Because you've been prepared to improvise.
Exactly.
Okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
Now, I won't phone the Victoria College of the Arts and ask them how they do it.
Yeah,
you just told me. There's one song that we've played a lot that's not appearing on the album. It's the Radiohead cover, the 15 Steps Radiohead cover. What was the reason for you to not put it in there? Was it your decision to just put an album out with your own music on it, or did the Radiohead lawyers call you up and you can't do this?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I would have liked to have it on there, but to do it legally, you have to pay money, and that was in short supply.
Yeah.
So
Tom York
decided,
is rich enough.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, but we didn't have his number just to call him up and say, "Come on, Tom."
Yeah
we couldn't do that.
That's the bad thing about those management offices, right?
Yeah.
Because I bet that if you had called Tom York and played him your version of 15 Steps, he would be like, "Yeah, sure.
Sure thing.
Sophia, sure, honey. Just put it out there. I love the version."
I hope that's what he would have done. Yeah.
Well, you've crowdfunded the LP. Would you do that again?
That is a really good question. I mean, it was fantastic to get the support, but it really was a lot of work as well.
That's
it's not
what I get.
It's not money for nothing.
Yeah.
So, we couldn't have done it any other way, so I'm really grateful for it.
Cool.
But I would definitely be thinking very hard if I do it again.
Yeah. I've heard of bands with guitarists who can't play guitar anymore because they had to draw so many paintings that they were given, those paintings were given away when you crowdfunded the record.
Yeah, you're like, it's a great idea, and then you have to do 50.
Was a talented painter, so he painted, and then his arm was hurt, so he couldn't play guitar
for
6 months.
Oh my goodness.
So be careful with the crowdfunding idea. It's a good idea, basically, but it can ruin you as well.
Yeah, yes.
You have the money, but you don't have your arm anymore.
Oh my goodness. I'm glad I didn't know that before I started it.
Yeah. So you better think about it next time. You're going to play us a live version of one of your songs. Which songs are we going to be listening to?
We're going
to
play for you Heartstrings.
Oh, nice. Wir haben hier schon schön gesoundcheckt. Das Daumenklavier ist gestimmt. Die Squire E-Gitarre auch. Es gibt ein bisschen Standtom und Schellenkranz, sag ich mal. Es wird toll, es wird toll. Fia live auf Flux FM.
My heart has strings like a violin I sing. Won't you hear our song? My heart has strings like a guitar and you strum them. Will you play me a major chord? My heart has strings like a violin I sing. Won't you hear our song? In silence I hear you strong. Come on over, I'll sing along. La 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 la. Me spell is broken, humming like an open string. My hands are tied, but for you I dance, I sing. If you tell me a tune I'd play, could we just stay in bed all day? If you want to, just say okay. La 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 la.
Fucking live version. Oh my God, that was really, really beautiful. Heartstrings in der Live-Version aus den Flux FM Studios. Wer sich die Band heute nochmal komplett live reinziehen möchte, der geht in den schönen Privatclub. Und wer sich den Eintritt sparen möchte für den schönen Privatclub, der wählt die schönste Telefonnummer der Welt. 030 2000 9000, 030 2000, 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir haben Tickets für 4 heute Abend im Privatclub, die ihr gewinnen könnt, wenn ihr meinen Kollegen Martin Gerz erreicht. Sophia, thank you for visiting once again.
Thanks so much for having us.
We'll meet again early next year, maybe.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah, approximately 6 months. Yeah.
Let's meet again on the 16th of March. Maybe.
It's a date, yeah.
Yes, see you, baby. Thank you for visiting. It was a great live performance. Have great fun at tonight's show.
Thank you.
And yeah, I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.